You're listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Back on the Lounge J Radio Network. Sirius XM Channel 141 HUR Voices. Before I go into the next segment, I really want to thank everyone that's followed us over to the Howard University Radio Network's platform. We're getting so much positive feedback on the show, and I know people are listening. I'm getting a lot of DMs. I'm getting a lot of personal text messages. People have been shouting us out on the X and on LinkedIn and on the gram, and I appreciate you, the listener. Without you, I am nothing. Without you, I have nothing. So just wanted to give some shout-outs. If you missed the show, because I got to do the shameless plug, if you missed the show on the Sirius platform, you can always go to Lounge J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of this radio broadcast. I'm kind of tired of talking about the WNBA, and I'm not going to go deeper into it. I've said my piece. If you listen to the show, you know that I've been a season ticket holder to the Phoenix Mercury. I've supported. Now I know I'm not Club Shay Shay. I'm not Stephen A. Smith. I'm not on that level. But for a mid-level radio host that has a national platform, it's been syndicated, and now on Sirius XM, I have given the W more support than probably 95 to 99% of the talk show hosts out there. And I put my money where my mouth is. So people can talk until you've actually bought tickets and bought the jerseys and the paraphernalia and traveled down from my home. My beautiful home in Anthem, Arizona, all the way to downtown Phoenix was like 50 miles to go to games and get pretzels and get a $9 water and a $15 hot dog. That's when you've truly supported the WNBA. But I saw, I have to at least put my two cents in. I saw Monica McNutt. And if you don't know who Monica McNutt is outside of her appearances on First Take, Monica McNutt is actually a fantastic broadcaster. She's a really, really good color commentary analyst that covers games for ESPN. She covers the NBA playoffs on radio. She's fantastic. Like, she's like Doris Burke level fantastic. I don't think she's any good on television. I'm not a fan of her presence on First Take, but she's a fantastic broadcaster. She does an excellent job. She's really, 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 really good up there with the Linda Cones, the Doris Burks, the women that really cover sports, that really can do play-by-play, can do color, understand the game, timely, great voice, all of that stuff. And I was watching her argue with Stephen A. Smith last week about the WNBA, and they had this huge argument. She's angry at Stephen A. Smith. First of all, I think she kind of got out of pocket with it. If I was Stephen A. Smith, and I know a lot of people think that he's dating Molly Querum, and I don't know if he's dating her or not, and quite frankly, I don't care. But in my opinion, sometimes Stephen A. Smith lets people get out of pocket with him. So it's his show. I wish somebody would come on my show and disrespect me and roast me and question my integrity, basically subtweeting, calling me a sexist. I wish somebody on my show that was on my payroll, that basically signed your check, I wish somebody would come on my show and disrespect me. That would be the last time that individual. Sometimes, and I'm gonna get some flack for saying this, but see, I am not a sexist. I'm an equal opportunity. I don't care if you're a man. I don't care if you're a woman. I don't care if it's gender fluidity. I don't care who you are. If you come for my neck and I'm your boss, that's going to be a bad day for you. And that's just my personal opinion. I think that it's actually sexist to hold back in this situation. This is entertainment. I've said that repeatedly on the show. This is entertainment. This isn't women's rights. This isn't voting. This isn't Roe versus Wade. This isn't something that's paramount to the liberation of women which Lance J is a huge supporter of, is entertainment. Either you're entertaining and people watch, or you're not entertaining and people don't watch. But in that conversation where Monica McNutt is absolutely roasting Stephen A. Smith on his own platform, which didn't sit well with me, that he took it, that he tolerated it. I didn't mind her doing it. I had a problem with him tolerating it. Shannon Sharpe didn't tolerate when Skip Bayless disrespected him and his Hall of Fame career. He was off the show. This is like, I can't do business with this guy. I'm out of here. And Out Club Shay Shay is the top podcast in the country. You know, do I think that it's a gossip rag? Has he gone full Wendy Williams with it? In my opinion, yes. But his podcast is much more popular than mine. And the proof is in the pudding. You know, in the words of Leonardo DiCaprio on Wolf of Wall Street, money talks and BS takes the bus. But as I'm watching this exchange with Stephen A. Smith and Molly Quarum and Monica McNutt and Shannon Sharpe, I'm watching this exchange and I just think it's funny. And it's the last time, I promise, it's the last time I'm going to talk about this. I get the impression, and this is just from what I've seen, and I'm not creating a monolith. I'm not characterizing all women. It seems like there are a lot of women that are upset about the coverage of the WNBA and the coverage of Caitlin Clark, and I've already gone into that ad nauseum. I've seen commentary basically saying that this is a women's liberation referendum topic, and men should be shutting the bleep up. Mind your business. And I'm like, hold up. That only works in situations that are political and not entertainment. If it's a political situation that has an adverse impact on women, yes, I agree. Men need to stay out of that. Lance Day stayed out of the Roe vs. Wade conversation. You're not going to get no commentary on that from me. This is entertainment, man. You want me to put down $100 to go to a game in the park and eat a pretzel and I don't have a say? I don't have a right to put in my 2 cents, man? Bleep you. I'm just going to take my money elsewhere. And I'm not going to sit and tear down women in media, especially African-American women in media. Like I said, I feel like it's my job to protect and uphold and uplift and support African-American women in media. But I don't have to take that. You don't get to tell me how I'm going to take and receive the WNBA from an entertainment perspective. You don't get to dictate the narrative. You don't get to tell me what to think about Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese or Sabrina Ionescu or whomever. Juju Watkins when she comes into the league, which I think that she's going to be better than all these players. Man, you don't get to tell me because I'm a man that I can't comment on the strife of the WNBA because I'm not a woman and I can't understand the impact, what it's like to be a woman. Man, you could take that foolishness down the block, because guess what? If you want to have a league that's solely funded by women and female patriots, good for you. Bleep it up, WNBA, if you want to take that attitude and that stance and push people out that want to support you and basically say, hey, take my money, and you're going to educate me and give me a lecture on how men should view women's sports. Good luck with that. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Okay, well, check this out. They were doing the premiere of Private Parts at Madison Square Garden. And as I was going to the premiere, I see Donald Trump on the corner of 31st Street and 8th Avenue by the garden. I walked over to him. I said, with excitement, "Hey, how you doing, Mr. Trump?" He looks down at me and says, "Not now." I said, "Wow." "But my name is Flavor Flav." He said, "Not now."
James Lewis.
I said to him, "Yo, I'm the one that gave your son Donald the autograph in Planet Hollywood." He said, "Good for you. Good for you."
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Yo, this is your boy Lance J, aka the paragon of sports talk excellence, aka the Heisenberg of broadcast radio, aka the Wolf of Wall Street. Listen to my show, the Lance J Radio Network, now a part of the Howard University Radio Network, HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141, every Friday at 9 a.m.